You are listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer Series 2023. Artistic Direction, Chris Standfest. Co-funded by the European Union in the frame of the project Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guests are theatre director Olivia Axel Scheuche and actor Nick Romeo Reimann. Their collaborative work Fugue 4 Response was first developed for the Porn Film Festival Vienna. The satirical investigation of how sex and bodies are commodified in the digital age was then adopted for Volkstheater Dunkelkammer. For the Attention series, Olivia, Nick and their collaborators, actress Thea Ehre and performer-choreographer Luca Bonamore, presented the piece in yet another setting, the proscenium stage of Schauspielhaus Vienna. A month after the festival, Olivia and Nick sat down with writer Sean Pfeiffer. They discussed their residency time at the Impulse Dance Festival, their foray into the world of contemporary dance and performance, as well as the question of genre in their work.
Yeah, I mean, it's been about a month since the festival, and your show Fugue 4 actually like closed this edition of the festival, so it's been a month since your residency as well.
Yes.
How are you? Did you process any of it? Was it something you had to process, or like how do you think about your time at the festival?
Hi, first of all, thanks for the invitation. It's so nice to talk to you. For me, I didn't really have time to process it because I had to continue so many other projects. In the meantime, my summer was full with work, so I could not really process. But I'm really sad that I couldn't. I'd kind of try to write some diary or stuff. But I came out of the Impulse Tanz Festival full with energy and inspiration. And I really enjoyed it. It had a super nice effect for the follow-up work I was doing. So I'm fine. I'm really good.
Yeah, I'm surprised how fast it went, the residency and Impulse Tanz in general, because as you said, we're the last position, so we were working and concentrating on our show throughout the whole festival. And when we finally had time, it was the last evening of Impulse Tanz.
Yeah.
So this was something that felt very different to the years before when we were just visitors. And for me, I also continued working afterwards, so I didn't really process it, I think. I think we should somehow
set aside some time, yeah.
Yeah, and also we filmed it, so maybe when watching the material, some things will come back.
And how was it just to like to be at the festival and to be as an artist at the festival as well? Because you both have like theater backgrounds and you studied directing, Olivia, and you're a trained actor, Nick. So it's not just like a different perhaps like artistic process, but it's also like a very different scene. I mean, to leave this like municipal theater like machine for a moment and to step like into the independent scene for like a summer.
I mean, I moved to Vienna 3 years ago to work at Volkstheater in an ensemble as an actor, as you said. And since then, Impulse Tanz was always like the summer thing where I, you and I, we went to so many shows and we, you know, attended the parties and so many other events. And I was always a great fan of the festival. And I also knew the Dance Web program and I always wanted to do something like that, but I never had time and I had work to do during the summer. And so now having the opportunity to be a part of the festival that I have admired for so long felt so great in the first place. And also, as you said, it's such a different scene coming from a theater background. And that was really inspirational. I mean, usually I don't get in touch with so many international artists when I work because it's very like local. It's based in Vienna, the place where I work, and also being able to do all these workshops, it's such a great bonus of the residency. I really felt like it's the first time that a festival gives so much back. Usually, you know, when you get invited, there is a fee or something, but here it really felt like there was a place, a platform where we could make connections and have time to work on the piece again, which is so valuable. And so that was for me the greatest thing of all, actually.
For me, it was interesting to not visit so many shows in comparison to all the other years, because usually I watched so many shows, so I felt really connected to the program, kind of. I knew what was going on. I knew who showed what. I talked to the dancers. And this year, I had no time. So I was not so involved, actually, as I felt involved the years before. This was weird, because I thought I would be even more part of Impulse Dance. But I was so concentrated on our rehearsals and preparing everything and talking to the technical department and stuff like that. And on the other hand, my connection with Impulse Dance was doing the workshops, because I never did workshops before, just because they were too expensive. So this time to have the opportunity to do them for free was really, really nice. And also to meet performers there, because as you said, Nick, in the German-speaking theater, people are so different, because they're all from, most of them, all, everybody I worked and studied with are from Austria and Germany. And in the workshops, the performers and choreographers, they're from all over the world. And so, so many more perspectives are coming together. And also, it's such a different approach to work on topics. And I think this is very inspiring for the theatre context. And I mean, I have been dancing before, also at university, but it was a new challenge to dance with dancers. But which was also really nice. And also we had to contextualize our work new, because it was in such a different context than before.
Yeah, and also we translated it, of course, because we realized that most of the audience will not understand everything that is in German. So we like translated the whole show and decided to only leave actually one text. It's a very text-based performance. Only leave one part in German, actually. And usually the whole show, I would say, is 70% German and 30% English. And like we had subtitles and everything. So we also had to rehearse a little more. And yeah.
Like you said, like it's a very like text-based performance, which is almost like unusual at this point, like especially for attention. Like there are pieces that are entirely just like dance, and there's like nothing to translate in a way. I mean, I kind of want to ask about genre, perhaps, like because it's not a play per se. Like it is a performance fugue four, but there are like very theatrical elements to it, and of course you can tell that you come from theater. That's like a form that interests you. That perhaps even like to break that form specifically interests you. Do you like think about these categories of like is it performance or is it theater? Like, do you think about them differently perhaps after you also like saw other shows from the series that you were invited to be a part of? Like the piece was also shown at Heidelberger Stückemarkt, for example, which is like strictly theater in a way. So it was basically perhaps like invited as a play, and now it was invited as a performance piece. Like, is that kind of weird?
For me, I think about theater and what I want to see in theater, and I'm influenced by contemporary dance and performance because I watch it a lot, like even more than theater if I can. So for me, it's important to work on, what kind of medium I want to use in a play, and I work a lot with the body, so this is why choreographical parts are very important, I would say. And also, we started Fugue for Response for the Porn Film Festival in Vienna, because they also did an exhibition. It's a festival that deals with more diverse porn than the mainstream pornography. So this is, we actually have a performance background with this work. And starting from there, we turned it into theater, but by thinking about what do we want to see in theatre, what kind of medium or body-based work do we want to use for it, kind of. And yeah.
And I also feel like this work and how the different chapters unfold, whether it's text or movement or music, or we have a lot of different forms. Like we have some cabaret type of stuff. We have a circus, very showy opening. We have some silent performative parts where we work with the body. Then we have some straight up acting stuff where a role or a kind of figure becomes visible with psychology. So we have all these different parts also because we are from different disciplines. We have a dancer, an actor who's mainly doing film, you as a director, me as a theater actor. And so if we were also improvising or when we were collecting material and all of us contribute, different things show up in rehearsal. And I would also say that we talked about we need more text because we want to elaborate this into a theater evening. So it became clear this will be more, text-based or something. But because we started with no rules and also not really a fixed goal in mind, like, yes, it was an exhibition thing at first, but then something else came along the way. So we changed it. And it's really this living process that influenced it. It was not like we started with some conceptual talk about what kind of theater or performance is this going to be. It rather just happened along the way. And I feel that this is also kind of, I love this about the work, that it's so unclear what is this. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
And also when we discover new skills in our team, then we use them. Like if you find out that Luca sings... that he loves to sing, so now he's singing in the piece.
I mean, there is, like you said, like there's a lot of variety in like backgrounds. Like, is there perhaps like a difficulty in finding some like common ground in like your collective like presence on stage? Because like you are, it is really like a group presence you have on stage. But did you talk about perhaps like finding like a common, not voice, but perhaps like tone?
Yeah. Yes, we talked about it, but scene specifically. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you realize, oh, somebody who comes from film rather tends to speak in a certain way or rather tends to interact with audience a certain way, and somebody who's trained in theater does it a different way. And then we always look at what does the scene really need? Why is this not working? Why does this work really well? And then we like think, okay, we all have to have this presence here, or we all have to speak up a little. If we act at Schauspielhaus at Impulstanz, it's a different venue, it's bigger, we need to bring a little bit more theater energy into our voices, for example. It's really, yeah, what does it need at the moment? But yes, of course, we took that into consideration often.
And also I feel like all of us are doing the parts that kind of fit them in the piece. So what comes natural, like interest-wise, but also skill-wise, but also in terms of what is the scene about, because it's also very personal. Yeah. So,
interestingly, we had a talk recently where we realized that after playing this for 2 years and especially developing it further 2 years, for example, my texts are not at all the same that they were when we started. We realized that all of us actually have so much in common with our personalities. I mean, the roles we play in the piece have so much in common with our personalities or thoughts that we have or things that we fancy or like or even dislike. It's become really personal, and that was not intended in the first place, but it developed like that because, we changed stuff, and as you said, people do what they can and what they really like to do, and so it kind of it went there but on its own almost.
And also I think we play with our stereotypes or cliches of what we are as performers on stage, how people might read us, or also with what we in our personal life wanna be or could have been. We also play with this in the roles or with the texts and scenes we do And sometimes that's also hard because it's kind of painful or something like that. But I think this is also what makes it interesting.
Yeah, I think our mode, one could describe the mode as making it possible for the audience to laugh and think about themselves in the same at the same time by laughing about ourselves. Yeah, offering yeah. ourselves up to sometimes, you know, be funny and ridiculous and messy.
The piece talks a lot about how, like human and interpersonal, like sexuality has almost like appropriated capitalistic methods. Like you take kind of like this universal theory in a way, or this like societal theory or idea, and project it onto yourselves or like versions of yourself.
Mm.
How did you kind of balance that perhaps like tension between like the personal or the like the private and then like the almost like public personas that you because it's not actually personal, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's like a projection of the personal, basically. Like you use your like yeah. real names, but you but the voice who reads your names like does it in such a like over the top way that it's in the moment that you are introduced, you're already like almost like caricatures of yourself, and then mm-hmm. kind of you pull it back, and then it becomes a caricature again, and then you pull it back again. Mm-hmm. So was that like a conscious thing from the beginning that you kind of like, did you talk about like how much do I want to reveal perhaps, or like?
I think because the texts were written from the beginning, like it was text, it was not improvised and not something personal that somebody came up with. It's really specific lines and it's really topic related, scene related. I felt that protects us in a way that it's never private, it's never really Nick speaking. Like I decided what I want my monologue to be, and of course that carries a lot of personal stuff, but it's always a character. And yeah, the characters having our personal names, yeah, that is a mode of making it more close to us, and so more universal in a way. I couldn't like think of any other name we should give ourselves in this thing, because it's not a story at all. It's really like post-dramatic, if I could use that term. So
yeah, I think that's the point, that our theatrical style in that work makes it logical that we use our own names, because we as performers stand for what we say on stage. It's not about telling a story about invented people or somebody else, kind of. Yeah, we thought about different aspects of sexuality that we're interested in, also because we have experiences that kind of connect with them. So this is how we came up with it, because of course it's not about everything that's interesting about sexuality. We took some parts of it that, yeah, we came up with, and yeah.
And it also was a conscious decision to say we do not identify as any specific kind of label or tag. Like, I mean, I would maybe exclude myself a little, because I specifically speak as a very from a standpoint of this character who is a very, like Arnold Schwarzenegger was an inspo, Jeremy Fragrance was an inspo, this kind of neoliberal, hetero, straight, cis male guy who tries to perfect himself. Like, this is the kind of character that turned out. And this is really readable or labeled, I would say, but all the other characters are not in any kind of box, and are not speaking from this very specific standpoint of this is my personal experience with the world. I think it's more universal with your characters, which also I want to stress the point that it's not like Livy is talking from Livy's perspective only, but yeah, if you speak, also Thea could say this thing, or Luca could also say this thing, or we could all say this thing. Like, it's not it's not identitarian, or this is the wrong word, but I think our identities do not matter as much.
Like, you're not identical with yourself on stage.
Yes.
How was it for you to? Was it like the first time that you performed in this way, or was it like out of necessity in a way, or did you really want to do it? And how do you think about it now after doing it for 2 years?
It was
kind of accidentally doing it for 2 years.
In the beginning, it was out of necessity because we had no budget for the Porn Film Festival, so it was clear that if we need performers, why not perform ourselves as well? And why I stayed in the performers team is that I want to stay part of the work because we always develop the show. Like from every showing, we do something new. And I mean, I could also be part of it from a directing perspective. But I mean, so many things choreographically are built for four people now on the one hand. And also, I think that the four of us, we established this very strong connection where we can trust each other on stage, which is very necessary for this piece, I think. So I never thought of dropping out. And also, I learned so much about directing and modes of performing, or what I'm interested in this field kind of by doing it myself. So I think it would be really a loss to not perform in it myself.
Yeah. And are you interested in like doing it again, or are you like happy to be in the director's chair again?
I think I would do it again if the circumstances would make it possible, because since Nick and I directing the piece together, Nick is also looking at what I'm doing. But if nobody else would look at it and I'm also acting in it, then I think it's sometimes a bit tricky. Mm-hmm. I know that in dance it's very common that the choreographers are also on stage. I have no idea how they do it, but in theatre, if there's not a specific person who's also responsible besides myself, for example, I have this experience with my diploma piece that I had to take up one role and nobody really checked from outside, and that's really tricky because I think that Nick and I also developed a kind of aesthetic or style also together with Luca. We established together a common understanding of what we want and a common humor or something. So now I feel comfortable to be on stage and somebody else is directing from outside, and
Do you enjoy performing?
I really have to say that in the beginning I didn't, because I felt so lost, and also because I was studying directing at the time. I was really kind of in charge of looking at what you were doing and nobody really looked at me. So I felt so insecure, and also I never felt like I was talented or any, there was no reason for me why people should look at me on stage. But I somehow accepted why my parts are still necessary in the piece. So I'm in the piece as a performer, but I also feel like now I'm talking about texts that we decided that are mine, and so I also have this necessity to be there and say this text. But I think I never felt like an actor on stage or something, so there's this distance to this profession kind of. I also like I didn't jump on stage because I enjoy myself so much on stage. So I think this is also something different that you might feel or something. But as I said, I learned so much, and also it's such a different experience to really know what the other performers are going through during this show. And I'm also part of it. We share such a nice experience together that I think is very important for how the audience perceives it as well.
Also like to share like the insecurities as well, perhaps being
exactly
stage,
I
want to ask about the quotes that the piece starts with. It starts with quotations from A Theory of the Young Girl, and I wanted to ask perhaps like not only concerning this piece but all of your work, or like both of your works, like how do these like political and like philosophical texts like influence the your process as artist, but also like how do you like connect like the philosophical and the like theoretical with the performative and artistic then on stage? Because I feel like the modes are quite different, even though perhaps it's quite helpful to understand something like the content of something.
I feel it's really important at this point for your work, my work, and our work, because we also have our own practices. And I think that is because a lot of times our work stems from a feeling of unrest with certain elements of society or our present. And so, I think theory, or I wouldn't not only call theory, but maybe a political reading is something that can help you articulate something or help you frame things in a certain way from where you can then develop your own view or put something on stage. And it kind of lays a good foundation to take off from. And it was the same with Fugue. I feel this text helped us formulate some stuff that we felt already or that we wanted to talk about, and then suddenly this theory came along. We were like, hey, this is exactly what we are also interested in, and then we could use it, for example. This is how I feel about it.
I also think that for Fugue Response, the theory of the young girl, it's not to be taken 101, kind of. I think there's also a comment of ours, because it's in this computer voice, but it's obviously not a computer voice, it's an actor, and we play with it, and it's also a bit distorted by sound machines or something. And then in the third text that this voice is reading to us, we hear that that this actor makes
like
a mistake.
Right?
Exactly. So it's almost a comment on this manifesto. And I think with sexuality and also being a live performance, we play with this idea of there's this manifesto, but there's also this live performance, which always changes from every show. We change something. We have every possibility to do so also. Like, nobody can hold us back to do something different next time and to change the text. And so this computer voice and working with a fixed idea from almost 10 or maybe 15 years ago, we have this dialogue of what Tikkun wrote down back then, and to look at it now, what changed, like social media developed so fast in the meantime, things even got worse than
they
expected, thought.
Yeah.
I think this is also really interesting. It's not just like we take this so everybody understands the framework or the context. It's also a dialogue between them and this old text, kind of, and where we're now, and also this computer godlike voice in the background framing what's happening on stage. And also I think the figure of the young girl was really interesting to us, because this is something that connected so many dots for us, using this figure kind of
But I feel like also with the young girl, as in your work in theater, we try to take this theory thing and then also emancipate from it in a way, because it's like, yeah, it's interesting what they wrote, and we also see a lot of problems in a similar fashion, but also we take things a little more easy here and there, and also have like a funny, like there's a funny twist to it also. It's not like we only want to propagate this and that view or something.
Yeah.
No, I think it always has to be material, because otherwise you could make a reading, you know, you could just hand out papers and let everybody read what they should think or something. We want to formulate something that transcends what we read, of course. I mean, as every artist does, but as theater is a text-based thing. It's maybe it's something else, yeah.
And I think like the way they wrote it, the young girl, it's also funny. Like it's this very specific style. It's very radical, and but at the same time, it has something theatrical to it because it's not a usual scientific paper or something.
No.
It's like they say, it's a trash theory. Mm. And I think this makes also sense in our context because we also use the aesthetic of trash, whatever that means, in this work, kind of making fun of ourselves and of also of theatrical and performance aesthetics. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I want to come back perhaps to the this question of performance or like theater, really like the difference in like the variety of artistic disciplines that you kind of like dabbled in, because like you also did an exhibition together at Kunstverein Baden, mm-hmm. Rage is a Good Feeling, and mm-hmm. then you moderated an evening at Rote Bar about queer phrases, where you presented a poem. So it's not only performance in theater, but it's like you're just making art, basically, perhaps. But do you think of these like projects as going in one direction, or like adding up to like one thing, or is it really about trying out different things and perhaps even like ruling out different things? Like, do you think of yourself as like theater makers? Like,
I do not really think of myself
at all at this point.
Yeah, of course it matters. It's a good question because
I think we talk about that a lot, actually. We talk about, like, how do we want to continue? How do we work with institutions like the Volkstheater? We talk about that a lot. This is why we laugh, because...
To be back there now after...
Also, yeah. And how can we combine our interests with the workplaces we work at the moment and stuff like that, so... what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I do not think of myself as a theater maker in the first place, because I was trained as an actor that takes place in theater, but you are always very dependent of somebody else giving you a role or a play or a job or anything. So I think it's an artistic profession with boundaries. Also that there is a kind of director, a person telling you how to interpret something is always, there are limits to your artistic expression or work or practice or whatever. And I am interested in expanding that. And I'm also interested in using the institution that I currently work in to explore different media. And Baden, like the place where we had the exhibition, where we showed a performance, we showed photography, also some sculpture with textiles and clothing, and I'm created a sound installation, started with performance. So it started with the curator there being interested in Fugue also and mm-hmm. wanting to invite us for a performance. And then we had the topic and the interest of research, and we developed your research also from your diploma piece. And we took it somewhere else that where it made sense to make these sculptures to me, because I wanted to work with something that had to do with these clothes that I found, and I wanted to, and that was a good moment to do it. And so it's not, that happened out of a certain interest in research.
Yeah, so this is also what you asked before. Yes, we work with research a lot and with scientific papers and stuff, but everything, we research a lot. And with my diploma, it's really this connection in my work from my personal backgrounds, almost like private history, and research when I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is my life. So this is also why I did a piece about the military as a diploma. It has a very strong connection with my family, and therefore I researched a lot. And then since you were also interested in the topic of looking at masculinity, structures of violence that is inscribed in our bodies fascism and the military in our cultural history as well as, yeah. So this brought you then back to your childhood and the movies you were doing where they, yeah, also used...
There were certain elements of that were also part of the imagery and everything, and then I looked into that. So, yeah, one could say that we expand sometimes the media out from in a certain interest in research. But yes, of course, performance and theater and text are always at the core still, I feel. Or at the,
yeah.
Yeah. I think you are a great photographer, though. And you should pursue that.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I wanted to say is that it starts from very personal histories,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm. yeah.
And then research comes in, and then we create some stuff from it, which can be very different mediums. But yeah.
Yeah. Lastly, perhaps, but what are you like working on right now?
I'm fully immersed in theater again. I have a premiere on Friday, and after that we make a, I don't even know how to say, audio. It's not an audio book, it's a Hörspiel. It's like a sound story, something for the radio. This is
a radio play?
Yeah, radio play. Something mm-hmm. like that. And
for Volkstheater as well?
Or? No, it's okay. Like it's for Ö1. And you have a...
Yeah, I start rehearsing in a month at the Volkstheater, and it's a text by Elfriede Jelinek. It's the fifth princess drama. It's called Die Wand, The Wall. And Nick will be part of it. He will,
play the wall.
I will play the wall.
Yeah, so in this sense, it's going to be a very classical theatre production that the Volkstheater is going to produce.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm already working on it, of course. It's, it's a text that is very, full of philosophical and cultural references. And, I'm really happy to work on it because I'm glad to be able to work with a text that I wouldn't came up with myself, I think.
Thank you very much. Thank you for talking to me. And
thank you for the invitation.
You have been listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer series. For more artist conversations, visit the websites lifelongburning.eu and impulsetanz.com.